The men who shared their stories lived on the part of the campus where researchers are trying to exhume at least 100 bodies in unmarked graves. A road separates the area from the rest of the campus.
We're here to wake up America concerning DOJA. That's why we are here.
That's Florida chairman of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Art Rocker, speaking in front of dormitories on the so-called black side of the Dozier campus. The school, notorious for decades of harsh treatment of boys, closed 2 years ago. Johnny Gatti was 11 years old in 1957 when he says police picked him up in Dade City and sent him to Dozier. He says guards would send dogs after boys who tried to run away, and he never saw several of them again. What's more, he was counseled not to talk about what he saw.
And when I was taking the pit, the garbage to the pit, and I told the guy, I looked just like a boy hand right there. He said, Johnny, don't ever say that again. He said, if you want to not be like that, don't ever say that again. So everything we seen and heard, we just had to not see it and not hear it.
School records show admittance dates for several boys, but no corresponding release dates. Researchers want to exhume bodies there to find out whether it's a case of shoddy record keeping or something worse. Paula Johnson, a Syracuse University law professor who heads the Cold Case Justice Initiative, says her team supports University of South Florida anthropologist Erin Kimmerly in her fight to get exhumation permits from the state.
And so even though these harms happened in the 40s and the 50s and into the 1960s, there is never a time limit on demanding justice and on getting justice.
Florida Secretary of State Ken Detzner has denied previous requests to exhume the bodies at Dozier, but State Attorney General Pam Bondi says Detzner misunderstood the law and should have granted the permit. Bondi and the rest of the Florida cabinet, including Governor Rick Scott, will take up the permitting issue once again on Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.